The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a fabulous, sickening day.
I mean, I wouldn't call it fabulous and sickening just yet. I really wouldn't. I thought I was going to start today on like such a great foot. Yesterday was kind of a wash for me. I took the day off after the toast because my allergies were bad. And I'm just like, I'm going to stay indoors and try and get better. And so I was like, today is the day. But I already left my coffee at home. I already forgot to put on deodorant.
Oh my God, that's so... Wait.
Did you forget to put on deodorant?
Okay, no, but I came on the show today with a story to tell about deodorant because like, oh my, that is so crazy.
That is so crazy. And I know why, because I'm wearing a collared shirt under my sweatshirt. So I thought I would put it on like after I put on my clothes, even though like I never want to do
that's
that.
That's crazy.
You have to do it before. You put your clothes on or it's not going
to
happen.
Every time I do my makeup, I then go to the bathroom and wash my hands because I always get foundation on my hands. And then I do deodorant before I get dressed. But yesterday, so I put on deodorant in the morning and then I left my house at 5 o'clock to pay a Shiva call. And thank God the Shiva call was outside because of COVID, but like I'm sitting at the Shiva call and I'm like, I think I smell. And then I'm like, I mean, I guess I didn't put on deodorant like since this morning and it was like 6 o'clock, but also I ran out of deodorant and I told you I've been using like one of Ben's old ones that like definitely doesn't even work anymore.
I only use Zach's deodorant. Like I think that men's is far superior.
100%. Not this particular one that's like roll-on from actually 7 years ago. So I'm like, I immediately got so embarrassed and like, I was like, you have to like hug everyone. I was like clenching my armpits. It is the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, it is. So that's me today, plus no coffee, even though you're now the coffee queen.
So yeah, I just couldn't really relate to your struggle of not having a coffee.
You also don't have a coffee. You have a milkshake.
Okay, excuse me. This is a latte with an espresso shot. That is coffee. It just happens to look like a milkshake because of the sweet cream cold foam. But I assure you.
You have a coffee flavored milkshake.
No, I have a grande iced blonde latte with white mocha and sweet cream cold foam that I got from Starbucks. That is the newest installation on my TikTok series. Make sure to head over to Girl With No Job on TikTok to check out my progress because I never even drink more than a few sips if I don't like it. But I would say I'm 35% there.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
So is this the one?
See, the thing is that it could be the one, but what I'm really struggling with is like, of course, all the drinks that I've ended up liking, which is basically this and an iced caramel macchiato, are like 300 calories. And that's not really the point of the coffee. Like the point of the coffee is just to like, you know, 100 calories, shit, and you shit it out an hour later. Like, but I do have to say, for those asking on the journey, update from my bowels, like we are moving.
Things
like,
are moving and grooving.
And honestly, like I might just keep up this series till the end of time so I can be consistently moving my bowels.
So let me ask you something. If you are interested in a coffee that's not
would you give a fuck what kind of pants a son of a bitch you should? That literally sounded like.
If you're looking for coffee, that's coffee and not milkshake, 300 calories. Why do you even entertain these orders?
Because this sounds like a real coffee.
That does not look like a real coffee.
Okay, did I know the color of it before I ordered it? Does this not sound like a real coffee? Iced blonde latte?
A latte is a coffee. Is a lot of milk.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. That's why it's so good.
And then you also have cold cream on top of it?
Vanilla sweet cream cold foam. That's basically just frothed milk, no?
Isn't that what makes it a latte? Sweet cream cold foam.
So there's two milks, the milk and the sweet cream cold foam?
Anything that's sweet cream is just not going to be good for you.
But it's good for my soul.
Oh, and you didn't say you were looking for a drink that was good for your soul. Then just go back to your caramel macchiato.
I just want to be like, you know, like one of these girls, like sloshing around.
No, you don't want to slosh around with that. Like, that is so not respectable looking.
Oh, fuck, but it's so good.
Yeah. I'm sure it's delicious, but go get a vanilla bean.
You want a sip?
No.
Try it. It's so good.
No, I'm like off sugar and stuff. Like that'll just spike all my glucose levels.
Oh my God. You were literally a grandma. Like if anything, you were a grandma before. This journey you went on really made you into a full blown senile.
Well, you know what? They know what's good.
Yeah.
The older folk.
100%. I can't wait to age gracefully. God willing. Knock on wood.
Not if you keep drinking those. Ah! That's all I'll say.
Oh my God, you did not just shame me.
Oh, big time. Big time. Especially because you say you want one thing and then you show up with that every day.
Have you met me? Like, I say one thing and I do the other. Like, well, that's literally who I am.
I'm here to keep you on track. You said you want a coffee? Fucking order a cold brew. Sprinkle in. You can put as much skim, almond, soy, oat milk as you want.
I can't put in half and half?
You could put in half and half, but then it's like a little bit less than the others.
Yeah, I don't really like your journey. I'm going to stick on mine.
Okay, but you said you wanted.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
And I did what I did.
And then go for some like sugar-free pumps. And that'll get your bowels moving.
The thing is that this is like a personal journey. I don't tell you how to do your.
No, it's literally not. You're taking suggestions.
No, not from you. I didn't tell you how to go on your predicting journey. I think maybe you should just like butt out of this.
You did try to tell me. No, I'm here to support you. And sometimes support looks like tough love.
You know what? I guess this is, I wasn't all that supportive of your wellness journey in the beginning, and this, now I know what it feels like.
Right. It doesn't feel good.
You know what else doesn't feel good? This day last year.
Right.
If you know, you know. I don't really feel like getting into it. I just,
No, but to me, it's not this day last year. It's, it was just like Zach's birthday last year. So yeah. We already
passed it.
Passed it.
Yeah, but, real toasters know.
RTK.
RTK is 1 year old.
Yeah.
Because that's where it came from, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because Real Toasters knew.
That, like, we literally did nothing wrong and Ashley Jessica wasn't even a real person.
Let alone a nurse.
Sorry, Ashley Jessica RN.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Bethany's new show because, first of all, you have to watch it. Like, it was a journey for me. You know, I'm a huge Bethany fan. Mm-hmm. And the first episode, like the first like 20 minutes, I was like, wow. I see what other people see when they don't like Bethany. Like she was coming off so like unlikable. And basically the premise of the show, it's like The Apprentice. She's looking for her new chief brand officer. The truckers for Bethany have arrived. She's looking for her new chief brand officer. So they cast like 10 people who they thought were qualified to compete in different tasks. Et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds like a good premise.
Literally, she gets to like the initial cocktail party and she fires half the people. Like, it's so stupid. Sorry, spoiler alert. And then it's like the people that we're left with, it's like, oh my God, who did the casting on this show? Like, none of them are qualified. Like, for this, if this is a real job that exists of skinny girl brand, like, that's a huge brand. Like, that's a huge job. And they literally have like influencers and like, this girl was like, I started my own sock company. Like, it was just like these people were in no way qualified. Ideally, the person for the job like needs an MBA.
Yeah.
It's like a really serious job. This person was an event planner. Oh, I do brand. And like Bethany was like, this girl was like, I help, you know, celebrities and influencers build their brands. And Bethany was like, how? And she's like, I get it done. And Bethany was like, well, like how? Like, what do you do step by step? She's like, well, we sit down and they tell me what they need and I get it done. And that girl got sent home.
Good.
Yeah, like, but even the people that we were left with, like, they're so twisted. Like, they are just not qualified in any way. And after the first episode, I was like, wow, this is, like, actual trash reality TV. They only released for the first two episodes. But then the second episode, like, it's kind of an amazing show. Like, it's so bad, but it's so good. And I was left wanting more. Like, I couldn't believe I have to wait, like, another week to get two more episodes and then another week to get the finale. Like, it's so good. But there are a lot of really weird things about the show. And I think that the show actually does a bad job of representing Bethany's brand. And let me explain. She basically says, like, you know, the brand really lacks social media, like, marketing. They're not great at that. And that's what they need. That's what Bethany needs. And it's like,
so you need a social media manager that's still not a chief brand officer.
The first talent was they had, like, the chief brand officers, like, making Instagram stories, pretending they're influencers, like, promoting each product.
But that's not the job of a chief brand officer.
And it was so cringy to watch. It was, like, actually painful. But then it makes the brand look bad because, like, Bethany literally pulls out, like, this big-ass piece of, like, paper with all of her different brands, like, the podcast, like, all of the Bethany-isms. And it's, like, this is a $100 million brand. It's a piece of paper. Like, she just looks so disorganized. And then, like, the people, like, who are her confidants, like, her, it's her assistant, her brand manager, and then two of her financial managers, which is like, you have a personal financial manager. It was just like making no sense. It looked like her company was like so messy and unstructured. And like, even like the like all the products, they were just like all over the place. Like Bethany had them like test out different products. And one of the things was a coffee syrup, like basically like my white mocha. And it didn't say coffee syrup on the label. So everyone thought it was alcohol. They were taking shots of it. Like it just made her brand look so like tacky and like messy. And it was really like weird. And then it also made Bethany look so weird because like the first episode was filmed at like one of her investment properties in Greenwich. And it was just like this turnt ass house in Connecticut in the suburbs. And I was like, why are they filming a TV show here? It was so weird. So it kind of made Bethany's brand look like kind of illegitimate. Like it gave me like a really weird vibe.
That is really weird.
And, but I did learn a lot because she was like, you know, the alcohol sold, whatever, but I own 100% of the consumer brands. Like they have salad dressing, the popcorn.
We love the popcorn.
She said that the biggest category for her guests, like
popcorn.
No, you know, like all the things that she makes, like she has the jeans on HSN, like.
So like food would be a category. Jeans would be a category.
Shapewear. Did you even know she had shapewear?
No.
No, and that's her biggest category. So I just felt like really, I left the episodes like feeling really confused by her brand.
Yeah.
Because it's not even about alcohol anymore. And I also like, if I was her chief brand officer, I kept thinking I would be the most amazing contestant. Like the social media video, easy. Like, and then she just wants someone who's like very straight up with her and all these people are like so afraid of her. I would literally be like, Bethany, like you have got to evolve. Like the logo, like we need to change it up. Also like, I might recommend like a rebrand like in 2021. I don't know if we're saying the word skinny anymore. Like I think like the brand is a little dated and that's really what I took away from the show, which I don't think was the takeaway. The point was like Bethany's this boss. I don't know. She came off kind of annoying. Like she's talking to the assistants and she's like, I'm so detail oriented. Sorry, I have to get up because the centerpiece was like off centered in the table. It was just so performative. It was so like she was bothering me a lot, but like her life is like fabulous. Like her outfits were great.
And that's what we wanted when we were watching her on her last season of Roni, which was that we just want Bethany in her business. I feel like her business is extremely legitimate. I'm sure they had to find holes in it in order for the show to work. Like we need someone to come in and fix all these things. But still, that's not a good takeaway.
The funny thing is, though, is that the whole, one of my biggest takeaways was that the brand is, like, kind of dated in the sense that they don't have their social media down. And it's like, no, you're 100% right. I've seen no marketing for the show. Like, I only saw it because somebody posted about it in the Toasters group. I haven't seen it on Bethany's Instagram. Like, where's the promo for this HBO Max show?
I don't know.
I guess the chief brand officer that she ended up hiring did not do a good job.
That's really interesting. If there's a season two, I think that you should go on it.
By the way, I agree. I swear I would be so good.
It's like, you could do all these challenges, but, like, a chief brand, then they're not looking for a chief brand officer.
Because I'm not qualified.
They're looking for a social media manager.
Yeah, so it's just really unclear. Like, and then the second episode, their challenge was to photo direct a photo shoot. Also not what a chief brand officer does. Like, that's what you hire a director for a photo shoot. Like, it was just so messy and all over the place. But this girl, Nicole, who's like the villain, is literally putting the show on her back. Like, you hate her, but I can't imagine. Like, the second episode was so good because this girl lost her fucking mind. And like Bethany was actually very cool, calm and collected, even though this girl was hella disrespectful. But like she's everything, but she's also nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I think you've influenced me to watch.
I'm telling you it's good. And I was watching with TPG and we were like calling each other every 5 minutes. We were like, this is so, it's so good.
That is so hysterical. Okay. I'm going to watch. I turned my TV on again yesterday. I caught up on Real Housewives of Dallas. So like I'm back watching TV.
Tonight is part one of the reunion, correct?
Yes. And Roni premiere. Roni premiere. I'm really excited.
Real Housewives of New York. I'm excited. I just don't feel like they've shaken up the cast like enough after losing Tinsley and Dorinda. Even though I didn't really like love both of them, like they both added value in whatever twisted way that it was. So I'm like nervous. Actually,
it still feels like a small cast.
Did you know that Leah Mobb is converting to Judaism?
I found that out yesterday on her Instagram story.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for her.
I know. I wonder what the impetus is.
Me too. A lot of times if you convert, it's because like you met someone who's Jewish.
Yeah. So
but I don't think she's dating anyone.
But maybe she is.
She actually is very interesting. Like I'm excited to tune in for her. I hope she moved apartments.
Yes.
So what else? Like what's going on with you?
Nothing. Just, you know, catching up with Brew. Mm. Like we have so much to like lost time to make up for. So we're 100%. Just trying like bonding, spending time together.
Isn't it like emotional?
It is emotional. We were reading last night. He was just being like so sweet and cute.
What was he reading?
He was reading
The Cat in the Hat.
He was reading Theo's book, Dr. Fachemin Without Borders. And he said it was fantastic.
Has he read
Girls on Job?
My book?
Of course.
Oh, okay, okay.
Of course, and he was reading the sequel. He got an advanced copy.
I can't believe I actually haven't like promoted my book in a while, even though I did yesterday very briefly. But I don't know if you guys know, I wrote a book. It's on Amazon, literally anywhere you buy books. It was a New York Times bestseller. I feel like once I became a bestseller, like stopped talking about it. I suddenly got like coy, but I'm done doing that. I'm a New York Times bestseller, USA Today bestseller, Wall Street Journal bestseller, kind of like all of the bestsellers in America and Canada.
And the number two overall Redheads pick.
Which is, honestly, might be my greatest accomplishment
because
yet.
Because we pick some really serious books.
And it's all genre. It's not just, like, all celebrity memoir or all nonfiction. Like, I really kind of, like, went up against, and I didn't even expect to make it past the first round. And then you came to me. I wasn't really paying attention. And you were like, because I just didn't want to, like, have my feelings hurt. And I was like, great, I got out in the first round. And then you were like, you made it to the semifinals. And honestly, that was enough for me.
Yeah. Dainu, number two and number 12. Don't forget it.
And, like, honestly, the reviews, like, keep coming in, and
what's the latest?
Everyone is just, like, not to be so obnoxious, but, like, they're obsessed. Like, it's so good. Like, and I knew it's so good, and I always think everything I do, like, is, like, my farts are, like, next level. So genius. Good. Yeah, so good. But, like, dead ass, like, this book, not to compare it to my farts, is just, like, kind of like a sickening tale of two titties. And I think that if you haven't read it yet, you should get it on Kindle or on audiobook or literally anywhere you can buy books.
Especially since summer is here, pretty much. And this is a beach read.
People are saying it's the book of the summer.
It's the book of the season.
Yeah. And it's I'm the diamond of the season.
You're the diamond of the season. This is the book of the season. If you find yourself on a beach soon, this falls under the beach read category. It does.
And honestly, even if you don't like to read, like, the cover's kind of sickening. And Olivia has it. I have, like, a million in my, like, it's decor. In one of my cabinets. It's decor. Like,
yeah, and then, like, if you're, like, taking a picture on the beach, like, it's a little pop of color. If, you know, you're just sunbathing and someone walks by and they're like, ooh, bathtub, like, oh my god, Girls No Job, like, it's just a great conversation starter.
It's also just a great way to find toasters in the wild. It's like a magnet for toaster energy.
100%.
And if you use Jackie O Flow on your pictures, like, it's guaranteed the flow plus, like, the millennial pink cover,
double the likes, guaranteed,
double the likes. Have you watched the new season of Younger yet?
No. Is it out?
It's out. 6 episodes on Hulu.
They all came out together?
I don't know. They did, like, a weird release. Taylor Strecker was explaining it to me because, you know, she hosts the after show. They released 4 on Paramount Plus, like, as a Paramount Plus hoopla thing. And I went to go subscribe, and it was literally $10. And everyone was like, the interface sucks. So I decided against it. But then I found out it's on Hulu. And now they've been releasing them weekly, and they're up to the 6th episode. It's so good. Like, Liza is the worst, and, like, that's what makes it so good, because, like, honestly, she's just, like, going through it right now, and I'm just, like, living for it.
Oh yeah.
Mazar has a more developed role, like, oh, good. And so does Lauren.
I didn't finish last season. I don't think
it's real. It's honestly,
I just remember, like, Charles and Liza were together, and then, like, all the problems started, you know.
Yeah, of course, like, they can't just ever, like, let us live and be
right,
happy.
So I was just, like, turned it off. Plus, since I watched The Bold Type, and it's literally the same, yes, show, I was in Bold Type mode, and it felt traitorous.
It's the same type of show. Maybe I should watch Bold Type. Like, I'm really craving more Younger.
You would love, hate Bold Type. No, like,
I hate being frustrated watching a TV show.
It's so conflicting. There's so much to love, and there's so much to hate. I think you should watch it. I think you would be really invested.
I just love, like, you know, shows about, like, fake workplaces. Like,
no, it is that.
Where, like, nobody ever looks ugly or tired, and it's like they're all just magically fulfilled by their jobs.
And they had time to, like, get breakfast before work. Yeah. And then walk to work.
Oh, and
then
get
supper,
lunch,
coffees, yeah, and then, like, also meet up with the guy that they're talking to and, like, return his sweatshirt.
No,
like,
these people don't get tired.
They do not get tired. They wake up at 5 a.m. and right, they go to sleep at 2 a.m.
And they're so fulfilled.
They're so fulfilled.
But you should watch Younger.
Okay,
and you should I'll watch The Bold Type. What is it on?
Hulu? Oh, okay. Yes, it's on Hulu.
No, Younger's so good. And it's also the final season. So now it's, like, basically, like, Aiden and Big, you know, it's like a whole thing. Like,
but it's Charles and Liza, period.
Of course.
Literally can't understand or relate to people who think.
But there are people.
Liza and Josh.
People think, like, that's what's going to happen in the end. Taylor Strecker would not tell me what happened. But there's a lot of people who think, like, she ends up with Josh. Like, he was the OTP all along.
No way. No. Charles was the OTP.
Actually,
all
though,
along.
Now, like, seeing how monstrous Liza is, her and Josh are perfect for each other. Charles actually, like, the fact that Charles is slumming it with Liza is, like, so, it's so upsetting because, like, like, he should just, I don't want to spoil, but, like, it's just not the right fit.
Okay.
Talk about two people who, like, are not compatible.
Okay. Wow.
I always go for, like, the traditional. I was such a big girly. You know, I loved Aiden.
And what's going on with Daphne Bridgerton?
Oh, she's, like, not really there. There's just, like, a lot of weird things going on. I guess because of COVID. Daphne Bridgerton, like, literally is irrelevant. Diana, literally my favorite character, is not in this season.
not watchable then.
No, I know. But then I guess like Lauren kind of gets her airtime, and Lauren is really like the star of the show. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, she's just, each season she gets like funnier and funnier, and she's really so great. She's the star. And also Debbie Mazar gets like more of a developed storyline, and I just live for her. So it's good. I just need less Liza, like, for real. Like, she's so intolerably annoying.
How's Kelsey?
And I'm watching the show. I'm like, how did anyone, not to be mean, ever think this girl was 25? Like, how are these people blind? She's not.
When I watched it, like, the first seasons, when everyone really thought she was 26, like, I really thought the casting was so perfect because she really could be 26.
But this lie was not sustainable because by season six, like,
yeah,
she couldn't pass her 25. But I agree, like, the crazy thing was, it was like, who is this woman? She's literally 40 but 25. Like,
yeah,
it was kind of brilliant. Okay. They casted it perfectly. But I'm so glad they got over that whole lie storyline.
Liza.
Because by season five and six, like, it's so not believable. But we're past that.
What's going on with Kelsey?
Literally nothing. And she's also becoming, like, really annoying. Like, the show isn't about Kelsey and Liza anymore. Like, it's about everyone else. And I feel like they did a good job of, like, it's almost like Sex and the City. Like, of course, Carrie was the most interesting at first. But then it's like, I kind of find myself wanting to hear what's going on with Charlotte and Samantha and Miranda more than I even give a shit about Carrie. And it's the Darren Star effect. Like, I literally care about the tiniest characters more than I care about Liza. And guess who's a new character this season?
Who?
Heather Mooney.
Oh.
From
Romy and Michelle.
Romy and Michelle. She plays like a college professor who...
Does she play an entrepreneur who invented quick-burning cigarettes?
No, but that is kind of her coming-of-age story. That's like before she became a professor, that was what she did.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like her prequel.
Okay, I'm going to watch... Wow, okay, I guess I'm not getting anything done today because I have to watch Bethany Show Younger.
Bethany Show will take you 5 minutes. Like, it's literally two episodes and they're 30 minutes.
Okay, fine. I think Brew will be into that because he doesn't really know Bethany because... He was born after her time on Roni.
Wow. Imagine growing up in like a post-Bethany Roni era. Can't relate.
Can't relate. No. So Brew will be excited about that. And now I think without further ado, it is time, you know, 100% time for the Best Side Stories that you need to know. Yeah, you. Before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift. From art prints and diplomas to photos sitting in your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. Here's how it works. Go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you a package to safely mail in your physical pieces. You can preview your item online in dozens of different frame styles and gallery wall layouts. You choose your favorite, or you can get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners can get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use the code TOAST. Framebridge is literally the most genius thing ever. The framing industry is like so outdated and so expensive, and it should not cost more to frame like a piece of art than the actual piece of art costs. And like, I have been there. So Framebridge is so easy. The free shipping is everything. The fact that you can just like upload photos from your phone makes it so easy because you have so many fabulous photos sitting on your phone that like you never do anything with, and they should be hanging in your home.
Yes.
Get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Mother's Day is coming up. Go to framebridge.com. Use the promo code TOAST to save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to framebridge.com, promo code TOAST. Framebridge.com, promo code TOAST.
Okay. Are you ready to get into it?
I think I feel ready. Like, I had a coffee. You know, I'm just like a coffee girly.
Ugh, can't relate. First story, Bill and Melinda Gates are ending their marriage. The Gateses are getting divorced after 27 years. The pair announced in a statement on their Twitter accounts. They said, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on a relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage.
This is so crazy. And let me tell you why.
Tell us.
Obviously, it's crazy because how long were they married? 37?
27.
Whatever. A huge accomplishment. So happy for them. But at some point, it's like, just stay married, you know? Like,
yeah, like, what are they going to go and do now?
No, like, 27, like, I don't know. I just can't imagine.
There's so much at stake here, too.
But see, that's the other thing. Is there?
What do you mean?
Didn't they pledge, like, all their money
half
away?
Half their money they pledged to charity.
And they gave their kids, like, $1 each.
Did they do that?
Like, they gave each kid $1 million, which obviously is a lot of money, not for the Gateses, but...
Yes.
If I was a kid, I'd be kind of pissed. Like, really? I flew private my whole life, and now all I have is $1 million?
Well, I'm sure there's, like, more to
trust.
It than that.
Trust.
Yeah, trust. I'm sure they have, like, credit card.
Oh, you think?
Dates. 100%.
I mean, else these kids would be, like, protesting.
No, but they, like, that is crazy.
I'm sure just, like, it's a good look for them to be, like, we gave our kids, you right. know, what, $1 million. But, like, I'm sure they have, like, a credit card and access.
But what about the foundation? Like, that's kind of...
The charity world is quaking over this. No, like, it's no a big lie. Deal. It's a big deal.
Is it going to become the Bill Gates Foundation and the Melinda Gates Foundation, two separate foundations, or is it going to remain the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
I want to say it's going to remain, you Me know, too. Because, like, I would think that, like, you know, the charity world is everything to them.
No, and, like, the charity takes precedent over personal matters.
But if they were able to just, like, put things aside and work on things, then they wouldn't be getting divorced.
Right.
So no. I think maybe, but this might be an opportunity for the charity world to get the Bill Gates Foundation and the Melinda Gates Foundation.
And that would be sensational. But this is going to be one of those things where, like, they're so rich, even them giving away half their money. Like, when they get divorced, they're still both going to stay on, like, the Forbes list, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like a Jeff McKenzie. And McKenzie. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
How much money do they have?
$137 billion is his net worth.
And shut the fuck up.
And I read that there's no prenup.
Well, of course, because she met him when he was a nothing. 27
years ago? Was he a nothing?
They were both bringing up Microsoft. Oh, yes, Melinda. Okay, here's the thing. And this might be, like, one of the most controversial statements I have ever said.
Okay.
But honestly, like, $137 billion, like, just doesn't add up. Like, Microsoft is a losery-ass company. Like, I haven't used Microsoft since literally 99. Like, when Paint was everything and the solitaire, like, Minecraft world was just so important. Like, so, I don't know. That's just, like, really losery company. And I don't get how you go from that. Of course, you'll be rich if you invented Microsoft, 100%. But $137 billion just doesn't add up.
I think he has a lot of different... I agree. I hear what you're saying. It's kind of like what we were saying yesterday. Like,
about, like, AOL, like...
Yeah. But, like, he literally invented the internet, and...
But, like, how?
I don't know. I don't know. But then also, he has his hand in a lot of things.
Yes.
Like...
I like how he's, like... He has become the face for, like, internet jokes about just, like, Illuminati. So, like, I think the Illuminati crowd is quaking. Like, what does this mean? No,
he's become the face of internet jokes, like, about, like, vaccine conspiracies. Yeah,
Illuminati, you know?
No, but that's, like, Illuminati's a bigger umbrella of, like, conspiracy theories. And he's vaccine... the face of this pod of, like, vaccine pandemic conspiracies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people would say that. Because, like, when I got my shot, I felt totally fine. I just, like, dreamt about Bill Gates for 3 years straight. And I was just, like, a little cross-eyed.
And then you found yourself walking to the Microsoft store.
Oh, my God. I can't stop my arms and legs. No, so he's just, like, a funny guy. And, like, honestly, I'm just, I think that the 4chan crowd, like, whoever makes up all these conspiracy theories, like, they're freaking out. No, like, what does this mean?
What does this mean? Because, like, Bill Gates is more pertinent than ever right now.
And by the way, did he even have anything to do with the vaccine, like, creation, like, money or anything?
I think that he has, like, money invested in
Moderna
pharma companies.
Got it.
I don't know. I don't
know. Like, why him?
I'm not too deep on
why not Dolly Parton, you know? The conspiracies.
The scale is different. Plus, yeah. There was that TED Talk he gave that, like, where he talked
yes,
about.
Yes, that's why.
Where he talked about the inevitability of a pandemic. And then...
people thought he started it.
Yes, but, like...
It was kind of, like, a little on the
not
nose.
Not at all. Not at all.
No, but by the way, people have been saying that forever. Like, the gross... Like, we were disgusting. We still are, but, like...
No, and if you watch... There was a Netflix show that came out, like, right before COVID called Pandemic. That was, like, kind of like a docuseries about, like, studying different...
Diseases.
And it became clear, like, this was not an if, but a when.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just, like, a bad TED Talk for Bill Gates' reputation.
Yeah, so, and then plus, like, the divorce, it's like, what does Mackenzie know?
Yeah, no, and
what
it's
did
like,
she find out?
No, and it's like, Melinda. If Melinda, like, mysteriously disappears, then we know something's up.
Yes. Yes.
Just keep an eye.
Spooky
keep
stuff.
Your eyes on Melinda.
Yeah, this is some pretty spooky stuff.
No, but this was, like, a shocking notification to get. Because, like, at some point, it's the Karen Huger institution. It's like, you just don't even realize that Bill and Melinda hypothetically could get divorced. Because, like, they're just not.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, prayers for the kids. Hard to be a child of divorce, even with no, I think actually $137 million.
Just about covers it.
Nothing can hurt your feelings.
Okay, are you ready for our next story? Yeah. We have a lot of men in the news today.
Men?
Men.
Ugh.
Will Smith is saying he's in the worst shape of his life.
That this might have been my favorite thing Will Smith's ever done.
Will Smith got real with his Instagram followers on Sunday in a pic that he said shows him with a very "the stars, they're just like us" look. The action hero looks super relatable in the candid shot of him hanging outside near a lake wearing just spandex, workout shorts, and an unzipped track jacket. He said, "I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life."
Let me tell you why it was so funny. Because, of course, like, I'm scrolling and I see the picture, and my first thought, because I'm, like, a judgmental person, I'm like, oh, my God, wow, like, he's put on weight. Like, not in a good or a bad way, but, like, that was my thought. And I just never expected him to be so direct in addressing it in his caption, and it just, like, made me love him so much. Like, everyone is in the worst shape of their life, even Will Smith.
100%. It made me feel, like, so, I really, like, that was a moment for the first time in a while where I'm like, wow, stars, they're just like us.
Yes, and I feel like at every corner, stars are just so desperately trying to communicate to us that they are just like us, when in fact, they are not at all like us. And Will Smith, like, I just had a lot of respect for this because, first of all, the caption was so funny. And second of all, like, Will Smith, like, can literally have, like, a chef, a trainer, like, a gym in his house. And even he's not working out. So, like, why should I?
Yeah. No, it definitely, like, was nice to see and very relatable, and I appreciate the honesty.
100%. And just the way he, like, worded his caption was very funny.
Hysterical.
What was it again? I'm going to be real with you
guys. I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life.
By the way, like, literally, you know, there are these companies that, like, frame, print and frame and, like, laminate iconic tweets from celebrities. Like, need this one hanging over my bed.
Yeah, totally. And also, speaking of male weight gain news, Mark Wahlberg. No, it's part of the same story. Oh, okay. Mark Wahlberg is sharing before and after snaps of a 20-pound weight gain in 3 weeks.
He's gained 20 pounds.
He's gained 20 pounds in 3 weeks. On Tuesday, he showed off his 20-pound weight gain in 3 weeks on Instagram after revealing last month that he planned to gain 30 pounds in 6 weeks for his role as a boxer turned priest in the film Father Stu. Here are the pictures.
Oh my God.
So everyone's just, like, getting really real with us.
Can I tell you something?
I didn't realize this was for a role. I thought this was, like, by accident.
Do you remember when we were talking about Morgan Stewart, like, had gotten, like, some backlash for, like, her post-baby body?
For being the snatcher?
For being the snatcher. And I was just like, well, when Morgan Stewart does it, like, it doesn't bother me. But, like, maybe if someone else did it, it would have bothered me. So Will Smith being real with us, like, doesn't bother me. I'm empowered by it. But, like, Mark Wahlberg, like, shut up. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They essentially did the same thing. But, like, I find Will so endearing. I'm a bigger fan of Will Smith than I was before. And Mark Wahlberg, like, seriously, like, shut up.
No, and also, like, having to gain weight for a role. Like, talk about not relatable.
Imagine having that much control of your weight that you can gain and lose for work.
No, getting paid to gain weight.
The dream.
The dream.
If that were the case, I would be the next Melinda Gates.
Totally. But everyone's just getting real, so
we're all just getting fat.
We are. Some of us are trying to turn the tides. Some of us are also not having success,
and some of us are drinking milkshakes.
You know, wellness looks different for everyone.
You know what else looks different for everyone?
What?
I don't know, but today's episode is brought to you by IP Vanish. We're welcoming a new sponsor to the show, IP Vanish.
We love a new sponsor to the show.
Do you want to know what IP Vanish is?
Of course. I want everyone to know what IP Vanish is.
It's a virtual private network, which is a VPN, a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phone, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. What you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is that you're doing. It's important because what you're doing on the internet is no one else's business but yours. IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. For listeners of this show, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 65% off, just $3.49 for the first month or $31.49 for the year. Here's everything you get with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. You can circumvent any online censorship. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 plus locations. I used IP Vanish when I was in the British Virgin Islands to access the Meghan and Harry interview because it wasn't available there yet. And you also get 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help. So this is great. And I feel like for a lot of the former toasters listening, if you want to troll us anonymously so we can't find your IP addresses, you should check out IP Vanish.
This one goes out to you.
It's really affordable and it'll protect you. Go to ipvanish.com/toast if you want the special savings, which is 65% off. They have plans starting at just $3.49, or like we said, $31.49 a year. This is the time to sign up with our discount code and their current promotional offer. You can get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IP Vanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with more than 6,000 reviews. IPVANISH.com/toast is the link to get the special offer. Start protecting yourself online with IP Vanish.
Love it. Okay, next story. Adam Sandler has a hilarious response to being turned away from IHOP.
Yes.
So last week, a 17-year-old Long Island hostess, Diana Rodas, didn't recognize Adam Sandler and told him it would be a 30-minute wait for a table at IHOP in Manhasset. After she realized her mistake, she made a TikTok about the experience, garnering more than 9 million views.
She found the security footage of her literally turning Adam Sandler away, and he was so cool, and he was like, okay, cool, bye.
Yeah, she said, not realizing it's Adam Sandler and telling him it's a 30-minute wait, and him, of course, leaving because he's not going to wait 30 minutes for IHOP.
I want to... Okay, so let's say she knew it was Adam Sandler.
Right.
I was in line first. Like, why do you get to cut? Like...
No, I agree.
It would have been cool, but like, oh, you're Adam Sandler, love your movies. It's 30 minutes. Like, I don't understand, like, whether or not she knew.
Just
because,
like, you're famous, why don't you have to wait in line with the rest of us? Stars, they are just like us. Get in line.
No, if that's the rule, like, I would like to skip some lines. Like, I think it's funny that she didn't know who he was, but I don't like the assumption that
right, what would that have changed?
What would have been different? Yes.
You know, I agree with you. And so he responded to the viral TikTok saying, for the record, I only left the IHOP because the nice woman told me the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to the milkshakes. Well, he should have hung out with you and he'd be fine.
IHOP is milkshakes. I didn't know that.
Honestly, this is like just great PR for IHOP because now I need a pancake and a milkshake.
Do you remember when IHOP rebranded to IHOB?
Yeah.
But it was like an April Fool's prank.
Unclear.
They never followed up. They never cleared
that one up.
So like in my mind, I keep like, whenever I see an IHOP, I'm like, oh, they haven't changed their logo yet. Like they never like followed up.
Untold the joke.
Or like made it full circle.
That's the danger of April Fool's jokes.
Your announcement of the joke has to be as big and as well received as the actual follow up of the joke.
Yeah. I totally agree. But in the meantime, Adam Sandler didn't eat at IHOP.
And that's a tragic story.
It is. It's a tragedy.
You know, Adam Sandler like lives near NYU and he plays basketball in like there's like two gyms. One of them is like obviously like some new sponsor just put it in because it's like sickeningly stunning. It looks like a Planet Fitness. And then another one is called Kohl's and it's like an actual dump. Like there's rats everywhere and nobody uses it. But Adam Sandler goes there every day to play basketball and he walks around NYU like in his basketball shorts. So I actually have seen Adam Sandler. So this story is kind of personal to me.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely thinking of you when he wrote that tweet.
Oh, he responded in tweet form?
Oh, I don't know where he responded. Probably not a tweet. I just assume everything is. Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
Because finally some respect. Well, it's not finally. Sometimes it happens. But some respect is being put on Pink's name. She's receiving the Icon Award at the Billboard Music Awards. She says that she feels humbled and honored.
As she should.
Pink is set to be honored with the Icon Award at the Billboard Music Awards on May 23rd. People can exclusively announce the singer will also hit the stage for a hit-filled performance.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like her. Has she done the Super Bowl? Yeah.
No.
She should. Oh, you said that before.
That she should.
Yeah, maybe that's what I thought. She 100% should.
But this feels like a good first step.
Yes. Because she has, people don't realize, like, hit after hit. She's literally
been. The hits start coming and they don't stop coming.
Come to the one that I hit the ground running. People don't realize, like, for literally every phase of my life in the last 15 years, like, there is a Pink song associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not get enough respect. But she, like, is so, like, she doesn't care. Do you know what I mean? About any of that shit.
Yeah, she doesn't need all these awards and accolades.
She sells major tickets. Like, her songs perform so well, like she doesn't need any sort of validation, but I'm sure it feels nice.
Yeah, and it's nice for the fans, you know, because then we get a Pink medley performance at the Billboard Music Awards, and now I have a greater chance of watching.
You know what I think it is with Pink? I think there's probably like millions of people who are like fans of hers, but she doesn't have like a lot of like number one fans,
like stans.
Everyone just like likes Pink. Nobody like would get hit by a bus for her like they would like Ariana Grande, you know.
But I think that is probably a part of her longevity
and like her mental health for sure.
Yeah.
It's like super toxic to have like that type of
because you know
adoration.
It's
not sustainable.
It's not sustainable, and can turn.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. Like, no one, if I had five tickets to a Pink concert, I don't think I would find one person who would say no. Like, everyone just like likes her, you know?
Yeah. Like, unless someone couldn't come.
Right, and her talent like is there, the singing, the dancing, the tricks in the sky, like
the acrobatics.
The acrobatics, thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
They're there for sure. So BBMAs. Maybe I'll be watching an award show. We shall see. The BBMAs are usually pretty good.
They usually are good because they just like play the songs that like charted. So the songs that actually do well, not the songs that like the Grammys decide are good.
Yes, agreed. So are you ready to get into our fifth and final story?
Is it the fifth and final story?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
NYC's bougiest restaurant, 11 Madison Park, goes completely vegan. 11 Madison Park, one of the world's most acclaimed restaurants, has announced its menu is going vegan, according to a statement by chef owner Daniel Hum on Monday. In an exclusive interview with the Wall Street Journal, the Swiss-born chef said, "If 11 Madison Park is truly at the forefront of dining and culinary innovation, to me it's crystal clear that this is the only place to go next."
This is crazy.
So 11 Madison Park is like the fanciest restaurant in New York City. Have you ever eaten there?
No, but they did a pop-up in the Hamptons, and I ate at that one. So.
I ate at the one in New York, and I got so sick because the food was so rich, and like everything's gout? Coming out. Literal gout. I got gout from, allegedly, from 11 Madison Park.
We don't want any like slander.
No, but like the food is so rich. There's so many courses. Everything comes out hot, cold. It's just like...
A lot.
It's a tumultuous on the stomach. But they're going vegan, and so I feel like I have, like, I don't know, maybe I should try it again.
Plant-based?
Plant-based.
It's the same thing.
Yes, the relaunch menu is described as no, it's not the exact same thing, because vegan also cuts out other stuff. You could be plant-based and not vegan, but if you're vegan, you're plant-based.
Got it.
I know, that didn't make clear anything up for
you. None.
The relaunch menu is described as an 8 to 10 course menu in the main dining room consisting of entirely plant-based dishes. The three Michelin star restaurant at 24th and Madison in Manhattan will reopen for service on June 10th.
Let me say something. I'm really happy that the vegans have a fancy place to eat. Like, they deserve it 100%. They work so hard. But I just hope this doesn't become a trend.
This is like, the kind of meal you can look forward to at 11 Madison Park.
Literal garden in a plate.
It's a literal bowl of just lettuce.
Oh, and that will cost you $67.
And some apples. Yeah, no, it's $355. Oh, no, it's... The average price tag is $500 because you have to buy the experience. And so it's hundreds of dollars per person. You're getting like 10 courses.
So I just hope like, whatever, great. Like there are very rich, fancy vegans who might want like a night out on the town and they deserve that. I just hope this isn't a thing that like popular restaurants start to do because like us carnivores, like we still got to eat.
I don't know. I'm not here for it. Like I do feel for the carnivores, of course. But like for me personally, if everything were plant-based, I would. If I could look at a menu and order anything I wanted from it, that would be a whole new experience.
But most people can't do that, whether it's religious, allergies, taste. I eat like mostly, like I don't have that many restrictions allergy-wise and kosher-wise. Like I have a few, but like I go to a menu and I'm like, where's the chicken and where's the salmon? That's the only two things
I eat. Okay, so say like the world was trending towards like only serving chicken, salmon, french fries, and chicken nuggets. Like, and they were going to make all different versions like with those ingredients. Like, wouldn't you look forward to that?
Thrilling.
Like you'd be like, sorry, everyone.
But this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, you're, now that you put it in that perspective, you're 100% right. That sounds amazing.
And then you could look at a menu and literally anything, you would like anything that's on it.
You know, like that's why I love going to McDonald's. Like the menu is really just like
Claudia friendly.
Yeah, there's so many different types of chicken sandwiches and types of different nuggets. Spicy, tender. Like it's just, it's thrilling.
Yeah.
And the sides, oh my God, I can't even get into it.
So exciting. So the 11 Madison Park story is an interesting one. It's like the fanciest restaurant, but also like, could they be a trendsetter? Is this the way that the world is going? Interessant.
It's considered the fanciest restaurant like in the world, right? Or in the city.
In the city.
Actually,
and
One
the
If
city
By Land
is like the fanciest city.
One If By Land is actually considered the fanciest in the city.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up,
but today's... now they're gonna have to just cut it One If By Plant-Based, Two If By Sea.
Yeah, not even by sea, because that's not plant-based.
Two If By Farm-Raised Fish.
Right.
Because you know that I was having farm-raised fish for the past 2 weeks and it tasted amazing.
Do you feel like you raised some fish?
They were farm-to-table fish.
Wait, farm-raised fish? Fish don't live on farms.
That's why it's crazy. They, like, fish tank and create them in the fish tank.
Sounds like you're making this up.
I'm not, I swear. Farm-raised fish, look it up.
Before we wrap up today's show, I do have a little mindlessness that I would like to share.
No.
And that's brought to you by Public Goods. I'm obsessed with Public Goods. They basically make all the products you need for your home. Some of my favorites are the all-purpose, like a surface cleaner, perfect for your countertops, your dining room table. It smells so good. So it's literally like cleaning and also lighting a candle. Like, it just leaves your home smelling fresh. I love the hand soap. It comes in this very chic. All of their branding is like very elegant and chic. So it's like, I accidentally left my surface cleaner out when I have company. That's okay. She's elegant as fuck.
Right. It's like she cleans and she's elegant.
Public Goods is the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. Everything from coffee to toilet paper and shampoo to pet food. Public Goods is your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. Rather than buying from a bunch of single-product brands, Public Goods members can buy all of their premium essentials in one place with one beautiful, streamlined aesthetic. Public Goods searches the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products. So, like I said, the surface cleaner being clean is great because spray it all around Theo, and I don't want to have like a million chemicals around him.
Of course.
So it's just nice to know that I don't have to worry about any of that, you know?
No, 100%. They also have these delicious chocolate almonds.
Yes.
That were so good, wolfed down in a day. Thanks, Public Goods.
All their products are ethically sourced, and they obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives that are still common in drug and grocery store shelves. They are committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, more importantly, and the environment. It's nice to know what's in your products and that where they come from is important. Small changes in the way we shop can make a big impact on personal health and the world at large. They use a membership model to keep costs low and pass on even more savings to their customers. Best of all, you can make a first purchase with no obligation. And they plant one tree for every order placed and incorporate sustainability into every part of the company. Join hundreds of thousands of others who have switched to their new everything store. Guys, it's literally the everything of the sort store because they have everything and all the products are everything of the sort. We've got a great deal for you guys. You can get $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. So they are so confident that you will love their products and come back again that they are giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. You know, no questions asked. Plus, right now, you can receive your choice of a free pack of bamboo straws or reusable food storage wraps with your order. I have to say, the bamboo straws are some of the best sustainable straws I've used from Public Goods. Like, they're the best. And you literally have nothing to lose at publicgoods.com/toast, or you can just use code toast, public, publicgoods.com/toast, to receive that $15 off your first order.
That's Public Goods. So good.
Yes, don't be confused with Public Good Morning Millennials. Okay, a little
Kelly's Mindless News, like a 4th of July. This segment is in no way sponsored by Kelly Ripa or any of her family, friends, or acquaintances. We apologize in advance for any offense we may cause, but Kelly just makes it way too easy.
No, Kelly's PR team just makes it way too easy. Kelly Ripa wows in gorgeous swimsuit for sun-soaked anniversary selfie with Mark Consuelos. So just with that headline,
it's an oxymoron, because how are you wowing in a swimsuit when you're taking a selfie?
Precisely, but just if you were a typical consumer who wasn't abreast on the mindlessness that is Kelly's.
Okay, so I'm going to say, even though it's a selfie and she's wowing in a swimsuit, maybe they did that zoom out feature on selfie. You ever do that where you're taking a selfie and then you press that button and it zooms out a little bit? Maybe she got a high angle and so she's wowing in her swimsuit next to her husband.
Kelly Ripa had all the feels on Saturday.
Don't forget that there's major sun as it is sun-soaked.
Yeah, and it's like crystal clear and like sickening, yeah, like great
when
filter.
Like when you're standing directly in the sunlight, like yes. You have, yeah.
Like, honestly, like a Kylie Jenner selfie, like when she stands in the sun and somehow, like, doesn't squint.
And she's like...
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah,
that's Kelly.
Okay. Kelly Ripa had all the feels on Saturday as she marked her 25th wedding anniversary with husband Mark Consuelos. And even though we're making fun, that is a huge feat. Bill and Melinda...
27.
Tapped out at 27. Let's see how far they go. The Live with Kelly and Ryan star and her actor spouse each shared a variety of photos to publicly celebrate their love for each other on social media. This one stood out to Hello Magazine because one in particular posted on Kelly's Instagram saw her and Mark display their age-defying looks as they soaked up the sun surrounded by palm trees. Kelly looked phenomenal in a monochrome swimsuit as she posed makeup-free on her knees, bending towards the camera and flashing a beaming smile. Mark looked equally incredible, rocking a pair of black swimming shorts and a baseball cap as he displayed his toned physique. Writing across the image, Kelly said, "Happy 25th, baby." So I just have to say, before I show you what this like blurry ass like piece of shit image looks like, it's worth noting like Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos are literally like probably two of the people in the industry who look best for their age. Like, I can't tell who looks better, him or her. Like, they both are snatched and like are just like stunning. I just don't really feel like this image was newsworthy. And I'm going to show it to you. And of course, we will post it on our Instagram.
Like, in my head, I'm just thinking of the two of them like on a beach, direct sunlight, like sickening, her and her monochromatic bikini.
No, this is literally taken on an Android.
And it's a story.
It's a story. Like, so her shitty quality story makes news. Make it make sense. And she's like not even in the picture. And her monochromatic suit, she's bending over. You can't even see her bathing suit.
That ain't right.
And the screenshot, like, this looks like the same person who's running Bethany's, like, social media. Like, it's just not.
It's not it.
It's just not it.
And it, like, is an otherwise cute photo. There just doesn't need to be an article about it.
No, exactly. And it's like, that's what makes Kelly's mindless news so frustrating. It's like, there is actually, like, stuff to talk about when it comes to Kelly Ripa, but they're just choosing, like, the most mindless.
Yeah. No, but it's definitely an effective strategy. Because now I associate Kelly Ripa with mindlessness as opposed to, like,
controversy.
Yeah.
Could be worse for Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Maybe that's the
whole... They're, like, inundating us. And the more we talk about it, like, the more we're fueling this machine.
But we are onto something.
100%. No, this is the PR strategy for Kelly Ripa's team. Like, inundate them with mindlessness.
And I just hate... It's like in that
and they'll scene. Get so sick of hearing about her and talking about her that they won't spend time talking about the things we don't want them to talk about.
That's true. But it kind of feels like, you know, in Josie and the Pussycat Dolls when they were, like, putting the subliminal messaging through the music for the youth. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't really feel, like, good about the fact that, like, Kelly's PR team has, like, decided to kind of subliminally message us and, like, mess with our minds. So that's why I do the work that I do when it comes to Kelly's mindless news.
No, calling it out. But I also think that the first step is, like, knowing that you're being messed with.
Exactly.
And we've taken that step.
And honestly, that's, like, all we can do, you know? It's out of our control. But
call it out when you see it.
Call it out when you see it. So that's a little Kelly's mindless news, and we hope that it was mindless enough for you.
We do.
Anything you want to, like, say? Oh, we actually have a great guest on the show tomorrow.
Yes, we do. So that will be really fun and exciting. Tomorrow's hump day, Dear Toaster. So exciting. Roni premiere tomorrow is going to be a big day.
Dallas reunion. Oh my God, it is going to be a long show tomorrow.
And also, I have so much TV to watch today. So if I thought I was going to be, like, you know, up and at them working out, like, cleaning out my closet, maybe tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, actually, I am cleaning out my closet with my favorite home organizers, Dunn and Dunn. They're, like, a fabulous, hilarious mother-daughter duo. And I'm going to Patreon vlog it because, like, I just feel like, at least for me, I don't really get as much done unless I'm vlogging. Because I have something to prove. Like, I want to want people to think I'm disgusting, like, and I have dirty underwear everywhere.
No, it holds you accountable.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'll be on the Patreon and a bunch of fabulous things happening this month on the Patreon. Patreon.com/TheMorningToast. $7.99 to get 5 extra episodes from Jackie and I a month. Their vlogs, their podcasts, they're really anything you want them to be. And you can request personal episodes because once you become a member, you get access to the Facebook group, which is the last remaining Facebook group, The Toast After Dark. So $7.99, 5 fabulous memories and access to the Facebook group and a great way to support your favorite gals.
Yes. Also, last month was such a bang up month.
Content. No sleep.
If you have, like, so many questions about my retreat, like, go to the Patreon. Every single one of them is answered in my vlog. We did a Q&A. Like, I'm getting to the heart of the matter if you just, like, want to know what I was up to in the last 2 weeks.
It's so important to get down to the heart of the matter.
It's so important.
Is that what I said?
Yep.
That's our show, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to
our show. No one else's. Don't get it twisted.
Do not get it twisted.
No one else is taking credit for this.
No one wants to be associated with us. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us. Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We'll see you guys tomorrow for
Hump Day!
Goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. 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 Goodb